chatted too much. What G, what G, people, I sent you what G.
Ooh, we're in the hot box.
Every day you get.
Are we ready?
I think we're ready.
Cassie, are you ready?
Kind of. I'm getting situated here.
We're getting ready.
Sure.
We had like 20 minutes.
I'm awake.
All right. You're listening to The Hot Box.
We're all here in the hot box. It's Halloween Eve, oh, wow. So we thought that we'd have some spooky shit that we're going to talk about.
There's a couple ghosts in the studio right now.
Yeah. This
I heard rumors
haunted.
That the studio's haunted. It gets really eerie here when I'm alone and all the lights are off.
Why are you here alone with all the lights on?
Because I'm cleaning up after all the hosts leave.
But why are the lights off?
Oh, because I don't know.
The studio is
haunted like to work
by
in the dark.
Old farts.
Yeah, it definitely
discarded
is.
Farts.
We have two lovely ladies with us. My sister Nicole and her and my buddy Gina. We're about to all be best besties.
And, boop.
Yeah, welcome, ladies.
Halloween slumber party at the hot box today.
Yeah, we got munchies.
Yeah, we did a Slurpee trip, so we're all on that. Slurpee tip right now.
Oh,
it's good.
Yeah.
7-Eleven Slurpees. Not everybody in this world has access to those, you know? There's people less fortunate than us.
I love America 7-11. So much. Thank
you know,
God.
All these
here.
People don't have any power, which means they don't have the ability to make Slurpees. So think of how many millions of people right now are suffering from lack of Slurpees.
I suffered to get this Slurpee, though, because I had to face quite an explosion.
She did have some slurping adventures. My Slurpee
exploded all over me, all over my face, all over everyone.
It got on my crotch, too.
Are you still sticky?
I'm so sticky. I just used hand sanitizer because I was too lazy to go to the bathroom.
Well, and even in the bathroom, you'd just be, you wouldn't be sticky anymore, but you'd be wet because there's like this stupid hand dryer that you have to stand under for like 30 minutes to get your hands dry.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be wiping them on your pants.
It smells good, though. I think I smell like a cherry Slurpee. It's my favorite scent, so.
Yeah, I actually like, I kind of miss those like old school, like body sprays you could get that smelled like cotton candy.
You can still get those at
Rite Aid,
girl.
Yeah, but I think I've outgrown smelling like a fucking donut or something.
I don't even know. They do have donut flavored ones.
I definitely don't. I mean,
smelling like a donut.
Well, yeah, just like some cream filled shit.
It's
I don't,
a bomb smell.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna look into it.
I would like you more if you were
if I smelled like candy
smelled
pants
like
all the time.
Donut or Pringles. That would be a good one.
I can't wait till Mary gets here. She always smells like a donut. It's always really nice.
I've got this new beef jerky scent.
Ooh,
I'm on a hickory smoked high.
60% of the time it works every time.
Just douse myself in teriyaki sauce before I leave my house.
Teriyaki, exotic.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to get crazy.
Experiment.
Do any of you guys
smell?
Wear perfume? I don't smell anything.
Good thing it doesn't smell bad. It just doesn't smell like anything.
Yeah,
called
no.
Teen spirit.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, cherry flavored.
Cherry flavored teen spirit. Sugary angst.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was going to tell everybody, if anyone is listening and they want to call in, 800-893-9562, and it looks like we have a caller.
Ooh. Holy shit.
He is fast. Hi, who are you, and how are you so fast?
Hello, I'm actually friends with Mary and Nicole and Gina.
All right.
Well, hello.
Katie Trimble.
Do you want...
Katie!
Trimbletron!
Trimbletron.
We've never called you Trimbletron to your...
No, but I love it.
I'm going to go with it, yeah. Oh, the Trimbles. How are you tonight?
I'm well. I'm wishing you all a happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Well, you're coming to like rescue me for some doom and gloom tomorrow, right?
Well, happy pre-Halloween. How about that?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to... give a little, because I know it's Halloween, but it's also Election Day coming up, and I just, because your show is
really
about,
spooky.
You know, all things marijuana related, you know,
yeah.
Just making sure if you have any listeners out in Denver to vote on that proposition to legalize marijuana out there.
I think I know some people in Colorado.
Also Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle,
is anybody
you have
registered
a chance
to vote?
Yes.
I know two people in Colorado.
Awesome. Yeah, just been thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, come on, everybody, do it. I wish it had passed here, but oh well.
And then next Halloween, maybe they'll be giving out joints instead of candy.
Yeah.
The world will be a better place.
I still, like, I wish so badly that I could just smoke weed in public. Like, I mean, you kind of can, but, like, if you could just do it, like, at the mall, like, in the food court, like...
If you could do it with the cops.
Yeah. If I could, if together, I could just smoke some weed
friends,
with cops.
Not enemies.
I like the food court idea. That's a really good place.
Can you imagine you're just in, like, you're in, like, food pavilion, and you're,
air
like...
conditioning.
I'd like to do it in a children's arcade.
Ooh, yeah. Good one, too. Good answer.
I want to take it to the elementary schools.
Kids need more
roller hot. Skating.
Yeah, they
roller
do.
Skating.
Yeah, like the old, like, roller skating rinks.
Yeah.
Kids.
All right, ladies, we'll continue on. Just wanted to say hello.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I know
what are you
going to
be for Halloween?
On the radio at once.
It's cool.
But have a good night, guys.
Wait, what are you going to be for Halloween?
Oh, it's a surprise? Question mark.
Okay, cool.
So I'm doing I'm doing the Day of the Dead makeup.
Yeah,
that's gonna be awesome.
If anybody wants to get on that, I can help out. Got all the supplies.
I cannot wait. I'm gonna dress like a
take
fat
lots
nugget
of pictures
cron.
If I don't see you, Katie.
Really? Yeah, I just realized
like a what?
Some weed. I'm gonna dress like a nug.
Yeah,
because I think I have some stupid
like
shit
a big
at home.
Foam
I could...
costume.
Yeah. You just gotta dye a trash bag green and cut it up like a weed leaf.
Or just get a... Yeah, I could do it. I'm doing it. So, Katie, you will recognize me because I will be marijuana.
Marijuana.
I'll be marijuana. Yeah.
Oh, man. Perfect.
Well, I love you very much. I can't believe we finally get to hang out tomorrow.
All right. Well, have a great night,
bye,
guys.
Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Later, dude.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, and I mean, most of you, if you guys don't vote, you probably should. I'm going to say that I've only ever voted once in my life, and I'm over 21 years old.
Yeah.
I've been able to do it for a long time.
The plot thickens.
Yeah. And the only time I did it was in Santa Cruz when I lived there. And like, I love Santa Cruz, don't get me wrong, but there are some smug ass old hippies that live up there. And so the minute that my ex and I got out of the voting ballot box or whatever, some guy was like, you did the right thing and went with Obama, right? And I was like, are you even allowed to ask people who they voted for? It's like asking like if you are religious. Like if it's a stranger, it's like, why would you even need to know that about me? Like,
who is the celebrity that's running? Was it Roseanne?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to vote for Roseanne.
Me too.
Write in for Roseanne. She's for weed. She's for legalizing.
Yeah, let's all, you know
let's
what?
Just let's vote for Roseanne Barr.
Come on our show after you're president.
I didn't know she was for weed. I know she used to be for snacks.
She's pro snack.
I think she's skinny.
She's pro snack, definitely.
She lost weight,
I was watching, they had a Halloween Roseanne marathon on TBS the other day, and I was getting into the thick of that.
Are there enough?
That show's been on for a really long time, so there's like a million Halloween episodes.
Did you guys watch the roast of Roseanne?
I did. It was funny.
It was a good one.
It was good.
I saw it. I didn't recognize her at first because she just looks different than the like that she used to be. But she still has the same voice.
She's classing it up.
She is. I'm glad.
She's getting over her schizophrenia.
Is that what it
is? Multiple personality.
Is that the same thing?
No, I guess not.
But they're different.
But
mental disorder of sorts.
She's cray.
She's tripping.
But she's working through it. So, Roseanne, you got some...
Girl, we love you.
We back you from the bitches in the hot box.
We love you, girl. Keep it
real.
Happening. Keep it real.
It is like a hot box bitch party.
Yeah, it is.
This is exciting. I know we all have Slurpees. And you have a Slurpee.
Except for me.
It's okay.
You could have some
ladies.
I have Oreos if you guys want.
So if there's any males out there that want to call and,
and talk to some
up,
women,
800-893-9562. I think I finally have it memorized.
I don't believe you. Still look at it on the wall.
Today I wrote a 1-800 number on the internet, and I hope it was that one. But I think I did it by memory.
I don't remember.
We have people calling some random hotlines out there.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about the weed.
Yeah. Well, I actually kind of inadvertently told my boss that I'm on this show because I wore my hot box or my Skid Row Studios shirt to work, and he asked me about it. And then I was like, I actually don't think I want to tell you that I work here because it's my boss. But I think he also knows that I'm like batshit crazy. And so like he'd be like, of course she
not
has,
the worst.
Of course she has a marijuana related talk show. Like I just won't be giving him my flyers or anything.
I feel like just looking at your face, I know you have a marijuana related talk show.
Yeah.
And probably mine. I mean, I'm not just putting this all on you right now.
You do, Cassie. You have the always stoned stoner look.
Oh, I love that. And I love that it's like before I met you, like Mindy was like, she smokes a lot of weed too, just like us. And I was like, yeah, this is going to be great. But even if nobody told me, I would have known, because you're always like, yeah.
Cassie was like, I kind of had the idea that it was going to be leaning towards weed. I didn't want to say anything.
I knew but where we were. Yeah. We were all heading in the same direction. It was love at first sight. I met Mindy and Mary at a Burger King. Kind of on my house. They were hanging out there and I got there a little bit late, and it was this super tight Burger King that had TVs in it. Remember?
Yeah.
They have like,
you could go watch the game.
Big flat screens, and there was like dudes hanging out with all their chairs facing the TVs, and like Mindy and Mary were sitting there.
No, they were at Burger King, so they were just like eating Whoppers.
Well, but wouldn't it have been great if they were drinking beer?
I'd never leave that motherfucking Burger King.
It's kind of amazing that they didn't have beer. They were just snacking hard.
Well, the Wiener Schnitzel has Wiener Brew.
Wiener,
did you know that?
Really?
I shit you not. It's like $2 a cup, and it's called Wiener Brew.
Is it, I can get in alcoholic?
It's beer. It's like shitty, horrible beer that's $2 at Wiener Schnitzel.
It's jizzy Wiener lifting
beer,
drinks.
What could it be?
I don't know.
What do wieners brew?
Nothing good, that's for sure.
They like
brew
beer.
Trouble.
Oh.
I heard that there's a Carl's Jr. somewhere in Los Angeles that serves beer.
I've been there.
You
it's
have?
Downtown.
Where is it?
It's nearby.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know exactly, but
is
I know
it Colt
it's somewhere
45?
Near Santee Alley.
What is the beer? What kind? What's the situation? I have to hear more about this.
Do you have to like? You don't want to buy it. That's good.
My roommate was playing tour guide, and he. I know I was downtown, and I know we went to the beer Carl's Jr.
The beer
called. But I was lost. I didn't know anything about LA.
Is it called just... Carlos Jr.?
Carlos Jr. Carlos Jr. I've never been like inside a fast food establishment that I've wanted to hang out, like do some hard time in. But like if there was beer or if I could smoke weed, like I'd probably only hang out at fast food places or home. I mean, I'll go home sometimes.
They all need to have TVs like the one by our house. I mean, that's the future. I think that's what the future will bring.
Yeah.
Every Burger King will have cable television and hopefully beer someday.
Well, maybe one day they'll have a weed-friendly play place.
Oh.
Where they serve fast food, and but it's all weed fast food, and that you can eat it and get high in the play place.
It's a genius idea.
Like macaroni and cheese.
And you just chill in the ball pit and get just super...
Lots of stuff.
I love the ball pit.
To be honest, like I feel like it'd be really cool if there was like an adult scale play place, but I think it would attract the kind of like kinky weird fucks that like you don't want to be in a ball pit with.
Imagine the ball pit.
It has to be really
LA.
Big.
Yeah, because
I
could be
I don't know if I could
pit.
Fit in a lot of those play place things anymore.
I'd like to try.
I mean, I put my hand in. I honestly went in one of those when I was borderline too old, like probably I'm gonna say 11, 12, yeah. 13 maybe.
That's not too old.
No, I'm here to tell
but
you.
But I was crawling around in there and I definitely put my hand in a puddle of pee.
Oh.
Child
oh,
urine.
No.
It was really
child
warm.
Child urine.
Well, maybe and it was totally gross. And then I had to, I was deep in the tubes, so I had to escape without using my hand or like touching it on my face. So it was like, oh, and it was really frantic. And I had this weird arm like
horrible.
Dragging behind me, coated in pee. And I washed my hand for like 14 minutes.
I got bounced from one in a McDonald's at a birthday party for being too big. Because I was like,
oh.
I was 9, but I was like, I was a big girl. Like, I was like 5 feet tall when I was 9 years
that
old.
That hurts.
So like, the guy literally just like put his arm in front of me and like wouldn't let me like get in there with my friends. I was like, I'm just stuck at McDonald's and I'm too big to be in here. Like,
this is my life.
Yeah. Like, why do you even let people in if they're too big?
Yeah, really.
This is McDonald's, dude.
Yeah.
This
is your fault.
Call it Dwarf Donald's.
Yeah.
I wish we still get in McDonald's right now.
Is there a McDonald's around here?
I wish, I don't know. Jeremy, McDonald's, where's the closest McDonald's?
Probably over in the Fashion District or Washington Boulevard.
They deliver?
I can find any.
A delivery McDonald's? Deliver. No, I don't think so.
That means food would be Jeremy so nasty by the time it got to you.
Ew. It'd probably have flies all over it.
The hamburger would be like just a ball of grease. It'd be like hard and white.
Those things last forever.
Oh, yeah, you could eat one.
I've
the
had
next
one
morning.
In my car, and then I've like come back to it and been like, it looks exactly the same. It's fine.
Yeah. It's aged.
It's just, yeah.
It's only been 48 hours.
Yeah. It'll somebody, live forever.
Somebody may have eaten half of it. But
I don't know what that says.
I actually order from a grocery store all the time by my house.
Delivery groceries?
In Northridge, and they sell booze and cigarettes and water. And I use them enough to, I've used them enough like as a lazy bitch to like literally have them, they know my credit card, it's on file. Okay. They'll ask me like after they get my address, they'll be like, do you just want the same thing you always get? I'm like, yeah.
Like, you don't get like chips or I would get crazy with that.
Well, they serve sandwiches too, but like
oh my God.
I'm capable of feeding myself for whatever reason. I just don't want to have to go buy booze if I could just have it delivered to my
door. I love getting things delivered. That's what I splurge on as soon as I get paid is I get delivery food. It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. That's like my boyfriend.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. It's exciting.
So does anybody have any like ghost stories or spooky shit that's ever happened to them while stoned?
I live in I think my apartment's haunted. Two very freaky things. The first was a book flying off the fridge. It was in a bookshelf with a bunch of books and only one book. And it didn't fall. It flew like vertically across the room, straight up and down, didn't open up or anything, hit the counter and then fell to the floor.
Holy moly.
The trajectory of how it fell, it, like, had to have been, like, pushed really hard, and it didn't fall. It, like, went across.
What was the book? Is that
It was a Buddhism book. It was Ooh. Called, like, Teachings on Compassion.
Interesting.
The ghost wanted me to be more compassionate.
The ghost is like, you dick, you're in my apartment.
But yeah. It was so, think about like, I went and I picked up the book and I was like, did that really just happen? And then I got really confused. Like, when you see something and you can't comprehend the reality of it, like, how is that?
And you're by yourself, so you have, like, no
Manny people. Was there. I had a witness. The other freaky thing was a light bulb exploding because he was watching TV, I was doing the dishes. And we have one of those fans where you pull the string to turn a light on and on. Mm-hmm. The light went off and then the string was moving like someone yanked it really hard. And he goes, whoa, Mindy, look at this. And I turned around and the light bulb and the fixture around it exploded and glass just flew all over the room.
Whoa.
That is really scary.
It was. And then we have like creepy, like we feel stuff sometimes.
Like, what do you feel?
One night he said he... I felt something poke me in the back.
Did it hurt? It was, or it just was like just, tapping?
Just
you.
Like a tab, but I turned around and Manny was asleep the other way, so that was weird. I didn't mention it to him, and the next morning he said that he felt someone breathing on him, and he turned around and I was facing the other way.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, someone's trying to get up on you guys while you're sleeping.
Do you guys live in an old building?
Yeah, we have a one room, like a little apartment, but the building's pretty old. So I don't know if the ghost travels through apartments because it's not there all the time. But.
Can't you ask your landlord if someone's died in there? Are they allowed to disclose?
I wouldn't even want to know in a lot of those older buildings because like that place probably was like built in like the 70s or 60s.
Yeah, I think it's probably older than that. Can see like.
Yeah.
That's so spooky.
Pretty old.
I am like, I love horror movies, but I'm like the jumpiest, like so susceptible to like freaking myself out, especially when I'm stoned. And like, I've had times where I'm like, I felt like somebody was like taking my blanket off of me. But like, I live by myself. I have a dog, but like my dog is not capable of doing that like in any way. And like, I've felt it a couple times where like, I sit straight up like, and it like jars me. And I can't tell if like it is spooky shit or it's just like, I'm half asleep and like, I like freak out for whatever reason. But it happens to me all the time.
I've never had a ghost encounter and I really want to have one.
Oh, you know.
Nice.
I know. It's
you don't
scary,
want no part of shit, Cassie.
I want to believe.
I don't. You need the evidence.
I don't really get them either. I've like felt like there was someone there before when I've been alone, but I don't think that's enough to really get gritty.
But yeah. I used to watch this reality show called Paranormal Kids.
I've seen that. I love that guy. He's like
it
the best
sounds
psychic
dumb,
ever.
But that is a freaky show. They pair up these two kids that like. Did you see the episode where the kids saw the ghost dog? It was like this black dog that followed them everywhere. It was so dramatic.
Did they do like a reenactment of kind like of the ghost dog?
They show like he'll be talking about the ghost dog, and they'll show like creepy shots of the woods by his house and stuff. And they like move fast by the ground, but they don't make like a fake ghost dog. I kind of wish they would. Aww. But then the two kids get to meet up, and then they become best friends because they both see paranormal people, and they find a friend.
And then they go on a ghost hunt together.
And they go on a ghost
Chip.
Hunt, and it's so cool.
That's
and
so
Chip
funny,
rolls.
But why would you want to scare?
He's like the coolest.
Why would you
want to
scare
ever?
Kids more than they already are?
No, it's good for them.
Oh, you see your
They're
dead grandmother everywhere.
Like
this kid sees a ghost dog.
They face their fears.
They do?
You should check out Paranormal State. Chip's on that one, too.
Oh, I've seen that one. I've seen that one. That's
is that
a good
that serious
one
guy? Like, he's, like, really earnest, and he's always like,
no,
we've got to get you out of here. It's not safe for you to be in your own home right now. And they all have, like, shit, like, lights on their heads.
Oh, that's like, Ghost Adventures. I don't like that one.
Me neither.
That guy's kind of a dick.
This is about real people
is he like,
having
oh,
real
you fucking
experiences.
Scared?
He's all, like, built buff and, like, into himself, like,
yeah, that's
I'm
what I'm
here.
Talking about.
Ghost, fuck you, ghost. You better fucking show yourself. He's all like, man,
and he gets
man.
Like really.
It's like, yeah, now they really want to come out.
Well, and he gets all dramatic, like he's like saving their lives, and so like the woman will like be hooked up to like a like an MRI scan or whatever, and like it's just like drawing all crazy lines, and he's like, no, she's in crisis. Like he's just a fucking total character, but not in a good way. He's like a big sausagey meathead who like thinks that. He's almost like Chris Angel, except for Chris Angel's pretty awesome.
I love Chris Angel. I want to believe in Chris Angel, but I can't. One time I was in Vegas and I was watching Chris Angel, and from my hotel I could see the Luxor. Mm-hmm. And we were watching the episode where he levitates over the Luxor, and they're like, the lights would burn him, the wind would blow him away, like he can't do it. And I was watching and it looked so cool. I was like, there has to be some witness that lives in Las Vegas that can tell me that they were there. And this happened, like, it seems like such a big deal. So I called the front desk and I was like, what's up with this whole Chris Angel levitating over the Luxor situation? Did any of you see this? Did this really happen? They were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
They're like, he's been dead for 15 years. No, actually, the reason why he's so funny to me is that some of the stunts he does or magic tricks or whatever, some of them look like they're kind of dangerous. Like he goes through a wood chipper handcuffed in a box, like... But there's one episode where all he's going to do is he's gonna walk on water. Like that's what he's going to do.
I've seen that
but
one in the
just
pool.
It's just over a swimming pool that's like it's a hotel swimming pool.
So it's
there's
like a thing of glass.
Swimming under it.
Yeah.
And he goes, at one point he's like, if I fail this stunt, there's a possibility I could drown. And it's like,
you're in a 9-foot swimming pool.
If you don't do this.
They will save you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure nobody would let you die. Just because they're standing right there. Like,
what's the one
die.
Where he said he was going to guess the color of the girl's panties?
Oh, yeah. He like, puts his hand, like, right, like, hovers it over a woman's crotch.
Oh, my God.
And
I hate him.
He guesses right a few times, and then he goes up to him, and he's like, okay, there's a blockage. You're blocking me. Okay. And he's, like, trying to concentrate, and then he's like, you're not wearing any. And she's like, I'm not wearing any. It's like...
Like you fucking pervert.
Yeah, it's like you get to just go around and get and guess that shit. Like if I did that or like you guys did, it would be like call the police, like send out an Amber Alert. There's
well, and the girls aren't showing their panties, so we don't even have proof that that's really what they were wearing.
Yeah, like they probably just want to get
she
it.
Had
over
her, she honestly was wearing her like gross like period stained granny panties, and so when he said she wasn't wearing it, she's like, yeah, I'm not wearing it.
I'm so glad you guessed wrong.
Please don't say
please
panties.
Don't embarrass
please don't say
me.
Granny panties.
It's like, oh, you just shit your pants. You're wearing shitty panties.
You got skin marks.
Skid marked pants.
In that stupid voice, like his voice makes it because he's like Long Island or New Jersey.
Oh God.
Like I just
so
picture
weird.
Him like in the recording studio, like doing the voiceovers, and everybody just being like, this fucking guy, like.
What's the guy from the Breakfast Club who's Brian, who's a guest on one of the episodes? And Chris Angel.
Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall's
a
guest on
now.
One. And Chris Angel's like, Anthony's here. He's one of my best friends. He's like,
oh my God.
Oh, you're hanging out with the guy from Breakfast Club.
He's a beefcake now, though, right?
On the daily, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't want to be a nerd anymore and got like super beefy.
Just like Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Carrot Top's a nerd.
He's still a nerd.
Some hot.
Carrot Top looks mad all the time now with all that. Yeah. He looks like a vampire, kind of.
He looks like he's on steroids.
He's scary.
I don't think guys with red hair should be really, really buff.
Yeah, no, they either need to be soft and doughy or like childlike and petite.
Yeah, like either really
swanky. I don't want you to be a buff ginger.
Or
Carrot Top gives me bad vibes. Yeah. He sold his soul to the devil. Let's be honest.
And the devil was props. Nothing but props with him all the time. Like, just carries a bag of shit wherever he goes. And he's like, it's a toilet tank. And it's like a fish tank toilet or something. Like, yeah.
I think he's pretty scary. He's like a ghoulish Halloween character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just on his own. Like every
just day. His life makes me terrified.
Yeah, there aren't really a lot of people that I wouldn't want to see in person, but that's one of them probably.
I'd see it. If someone gave me free tickets, I'd go. Let's be honest. I would totally go.
Yeah, I'd go there if I didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah.
If it were free, there's a meet and greet after. You're like, well, I'm going to be sick after. So
I'd meet him. You know what? I'm busy.
Can't make it. I just want to watch from the sidelines. I don't want to.
I have to face my fears with that one. I'm sure I'd at least, I could laugh at the spectacle of Carrot Top.
Yeah, yeah, I could get behind it.
Well, should we play a Halloween song so we can get stoned while it's playing?
Yes. Ooh.
Does that sound exciting?
Yes, let's do it.
Should I play this one?
Yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Here we go.
Thank you. Get out your magic decoder rings, boys and girls, and stay tuned to find out how you can win many valuable prizes.
For a brief instant, there is the silence of outer space. Then the antennas shoot forth, and like the cry of a newborn babe, a tiny voice is heard from the vastness of space, 560 miles above the Earth. A lonely and mysterious cry that forever separates the old from the new. A sound that marks the birth of a new era for mankind.
What do you guys think? Do you guys get your shit spooked off or out?
Yeah. I'm so spooked right now.
Spooky town, USA.
Yeah, I think I wish we could turn on the little disco lights in here, the creepy disco ball, but I know it's a lot of work. Jeremy, don't worry about it. Just relax.
don't jump up at one.
For whatever reason, Jeremy's last time that the disco ball was on, like I got vertigo.
It trip me out.
Vertigo.
It's like you should be up and dancing with
dizzy.
The ball, but instead we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
Trying to follow a certain dot.
Yeah.
Around.
This is how people in wheelchairs dance?
I think wheelchair
dancers do it with their hands a little more than they probably do a lot of pumping, like.
So I want to know if any of you guys have heard of some good Halloween costume ideas this year from people.
Oh.
The girls that were at your party that were Dumbledore and Dumbledore's ghost.
Oh my god.
That was really funny because I immediately she just had a sheet on with the eyes.
She was great.
And then the other chick was like full on Dumbledore beard and hat and everything. And I like, even if they weren't trying to do that, that's what it was.
That's beautiful.
And the ghost didn't say a word for like 20 minutes. I had to help her down the stairs to get into my apartment. She's just standing there with a six pack of Modelo in her hand.
Yeah, for
she's
like a
just
while.
Like wearing a sheet over her head. And it was like kind of creepy.
Yeah, because I'd never met her. And you don't
so
want to, and you
funny.
Kind of, you're afraid to like lift up someone's ghost sheet. Like I was like afraid of what would be on the other side. Because I had no idea who it was. I didn't even know if it was a woman. Like,
yeah, it could have been anything.
Not at first.
How long till she talked?
Well, she came out and then she took her sheet off after a while.
Oh, okay.
But then Angela was the wizard and her beard was so fucking long. I see them from across the street getting out of Angela's little like yellow beetle.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hi. Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, that was
great.
And I always like the your old bandmate that was Colonel Sanders for Halloween, but everybody thought he was Mark Twain.
Oh, yeah, Louie.
That's like, because it's still a great costume, but like if you spent a lot of time trying to be like Colonel Sanders.
I think he had chicken and no one still got it with the bucket of chicken.
Well, because, yeah, you could kind of munch chicken.
Are you just hungry Mark Twain?
You're munched out Mark Twain, aren't you?
You munched out Mark Twain. Munch Twain.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I am going to work on this nug of weed costume tomorrow because I haven't actually came up with a costume.
I need a costume, but I don't even have anything to do.
You
I
could
don't
be nug of weed craft.
Yeah. Yeah, I could figure it out. What's your costume? Or is it a surprise?
I don't have one. I have no idea.
Oh.
I'll probably be a zombie, maybe in a dress.
What you're going to be a zombie, but like, what was your life before you were a zombie? Do you know what I'm saying? Like are you zombie. Like a zombie housewife? Are you a zombie girl?
Mindy, do you still have your El Pollo Loco uniform?
I don't.
Oh my God, that would be the best costume. Zombie El Pollo Loco employee.
That'd be terrifying because you'd be like, are you just fucked up? Like,
or can you borrow Manny's
maybe human flesh?
Wear Manny's
shakies.
Yeah, it'll be like three sizes too big.
Which will make it better.
I won't stuff myself with pellets.
Well, and then Manny had the idea once to be, what was it, Cyborg Lincoln? Cyborg, like Abraham Lincoln, but as a cyborg?
Yeah.
Because all you need to do is get some kind of face, some cyborg shit for your face. But, like, Lincoln costume's pretty
We were talking about being Fred and Wilma. He brought it up. Manny was the one to initiate couples costume ideas.
It'd be cute if you were Fred.
Aww.
Like, with the tie.
He would never dress as a lady.
You could be Fred and Barney.
That would be so hard.
Yeah, it would be. You have to wear like a sheet, like a toga, pretty much.
Yeah.
At least with Wilma, you could get a dress.
The best couple costume that I've seen already happen this year is one of my coworkers was Forrest Gump, and his girlfriend was Lieutenant Dan.
Oh,
and it was great.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute. I like the gender swap
giving
costume
us a
choices.
Call. So we have a new mysterious caller that we're going to talk to.
Who is it?
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Matt, Mary's friend.
Hello, Matt.
What's up?
What's up?
He's my friend from the Deep Valley.
Hey, nice to meet you. Welcome to the Hot Box.
Thanks. What's up?
Are you doing anything tomorrow?
I'm trying to come up with the costume, and you guys are talking about costumes. I thought maybe you could help me out with mine.
What are some of your ideas?
Well, I already got the idea. It's going to be kind of like a mesh between an alien and an Amish person and an Irishman. So I've got most of it down, but...
Wait, an alien and an Amish person and what was the third one?
An Irishman.
An Irishman. So you're going to be either one of those things?
How are you going to show all of... How are you going to represent these things within your costume? That's the question.
Well, I got these contacts for like $28 that make my eyes blue, like electrified blue. Oh. I dyed my hair and I got suspenders and some Argyle socks that I'm going to pull up really high and maybe I don't know. I still got to find a kilt and dye my hair white. I don't know. Do you guys have any cheap ways to dye your hair white if I can't find any paint?
I think you could just get some... I think they might have, like, white, like, they've painted spray. Yeah. I'm not sure the quality. Or you could use, like, powder, but that'd be fucking
weird.
Annoying all night. Like, you just have powder on
just
your head.
Just buy cheap, shitty white spray, hairspray paint.
It washes right off.
Just go down to a U-Haul or a Home Depot and get Big Hugo standing outside for work and just have him jizz in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
I'm liking that idea.
A lot. But, like, it has to be a lot.
Or just crack some egg yolks in it.
Yeah. Actually, that's gross.
With some flour.
I put Vaseline in my hair one year, and it was, like, I didn't...
You didn't like it.
I didn't get that shit out for like probably like almost 2 weeks.
What was the point? What were you trying to be?
I'm embarrassed to even say it.
Greaser?
It was after I saw Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh,
I was like
God.
14 or 13. And I tried to dread my hair like Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
But I used Vaseline. And then I was really embarrassed about it because I was like, there's nothing I can do with these shitty locks of hair now. And like, I have to explain it to somebody. Like, or like, I just looked, it looked like fucking so gross, and I did my whole head because I was young and stupid. And I don't even like Angelina Jolie. I just thought it was...
Don't be ashamed. That's actually really good.
It's dreadlocks. It's the white zombie
costume.
Chick and, like, the old
school... No, I feel you.
It's just the big dreadlocks, but I don't actually want to, like, have hair that smells like feet all the time, so, like...
No, that's
I thought
not.
Vaseline would be a quick fix.
That's awesome, though.
Ooh.
Yes. Good luck with your Halloween costume.
Yeah, you better take a lot of pictures and take a lot of drugs.
Both those are going down, so
okay,
I think we'll
good.
Be covered.
Yay.
Right on, ladies. We'll have a good night.
You too. Keep
yeah,
it real.
Keep it real, Matt. Bye.
That's a message I want to pass on to everyone.
You want to tell everyone to
keep it real.
Keep it real, all our callers.
You know what? I actually tried to call this radio station one time to talk to the... And I can't even remember the show. It was like when we first started doing the Hot Box. And I got too nervous and was like, I don't... I totally, like, let it ring, and then got too, like, embarrassed because, like, I don't even think we'd done a show yet. I think we just came here once.
Oh, okay.
I don't get stage fright very often, but I got, like, I was like, what am I going to talk about?
I do kind of get nervous with the radio stuff, A, because I'm not a big talker. I usually play drums live, but then I also, the times I've played music on the radio, I got nervous, and I don't really get nervous live anymore.
That's good. It's your live wire.
I don't know.
So is this a...
So we have another caller who called in to talk to us.
Wow.
Lay it on us. Popular. Welcome to the Hot Box.
What's going on? Yo, Cassie, are you there, man?
This is me. This is my friend. This is Vincent. He lives in New York. He's reporting live from...
New York.
From Hurricane Sandy.
Oh,
he's
snap.
Alive.
This is something important.
It was seriously just like a big crock of shit, man, because it was just like... All the cutty cool shit happened in the city in Manhattan, so it's like, hold on.
Are you
some
skateboarding?
Fucking annoying sounds going on.
You sound like
no,
you're skateboarding.
There's a fucking huge-ass stupid truck right by me. But, no, yeah, it was like all the shit that was cool got all flooded and cutty, and then, like, once the Con Edison Electric Power Plant blew up, then all the shit below 14th Street went fucking dark, so I was on this punk junkyard in this warehouse in Bushwick, and, it's just like just seeing the fucking half the city go fucking black.
Holy
is the coolest
shit
in the world.
That's actually
yeah, that's insane.
That's actually real. I'm glad that you're safe, but that's some metal shit right there.
No, it was
the city
it
of
was
lights.
So cool because it was just like it was at 538 Johnson where a lot of the coolest shit that happens in the city goes on at, and it was just like there's just a succession of a couple parties going on at the same time, so it was just like. Everybody was fueled on some fucking substance, and like there I was, just like total sober, dude. And
what's going on with you?
Like,
are you staying sober
shit.
For your lady friend, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I'm staying sober for myself. I mean,
just to not die in the like, hurricane. You got enough problems
well,
right now.
I mean, well, no, it's like beyond that, man. It's just like, why the fuck do I want to apply a temporary bomb all the time? You know, it's like, gotta be happy. Life's gotta be cool. Gotta figure some shit out, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
That's true. We do.
What
it is sad when we lose
doing,
one, but.
What,
shit,
what?
Cassie, how'd you get me to confess this shit on the fucking air, man?
Well, because you were trying to call.
Well.
He was calling me on my cell phone, but I was like, I wanted to talk to you, but I'm doing this, so I had to multitask here.
And
so
now
I was like,
to
you
talk
gotta
to
call
the rest
into the radio
us.
Show, and I was like,
no,
this is pretty
no,
exciting.
Cool,
you're calling
you've
live from the
seven-story window before. So
I've
like,
saved his life once.
It's casual.
I know.
I don't
oh.
mind. I ain't pissed.
Yeah.
That's
I saved
cool.
his life.
Life.
He almost
saver.
Fell out of a window.
Did you like pull him back in like a fireman?
I think so. I don't even remember it, but
wow.
I took a picture of him right when he survived, and he's like the happiest boy I've ever
well,
seen.
I decided
life.
To. I was, you know, I was back oh. home in L.A., so I was in my boyhood stomping ground. So it's just like
that was without
Clifton.
The winds
and, like,
of a hurricane,
you know,
too.
I was just like, I gotta get some stuff to feel good. So it's just like, you know, it's one thing led to another, and.
They bought yeah, ecstasy from a transsexual.
Ooh.
And the ecstasy
what's
ended
up
being cut with Speed. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You guys were having a bad trip.
When somebody told me that there was baby laxative in ecstasy, like, I literally was like, it's going to happen to me. I'm going to be the one.
Does ecstasy
shits their pants
you?
At the party? Like, that might not be the case. I mean, I've never made ecstasy, but, like, it makes kind of sense, but kind of also, like, you just really want a bunch of people on E to shit their pants? Like,
do you poop when you're on E?
It's kind of really gross and speedy, man. That's why it's, like, it's always cooler to be a psychonaut and, like, trip balls and fry your brain than, like, any of that stuff, you know?
That's for sure.
I am staying off the crack.
I don't smoke crack either.
Yeah, I've never smoked. But, like, I also, like, I don't think I've ever been offered crack, but I'm pretty sure I'd be like, I'm all right. I mean,
yeah,
I'm too busy today. But I don't know. I'm trying to say crack might be whack, but I'm not an expert.
Crack is whack.
I smoked crack once. I'll be honest. I did. Oh. I found it on the ground by my house.
Wait, this
good
is right
start.
After I sent you.
I told you
I sent
about
you
this.
A sick ass mixtape in the mail when this happened, dude. Like, I think I sent you a
cosmic.
Sick ass flick too. It was probably no, it wasn't Over the Edge because that was like the first cool shit I sent you. But like, I remember after it, you put it on your wall and you were like, Vincent, I put some shit on my wall of inspiration. And then you were like, I smoked something off the wall of inspiration. I was just like, it can't be good.
I smoked something off my wall of inspiration.
I found crack on the ground and I was like, this is crack. That's crazy. I found this big crack rock. So I brought it home and I put it on my little bulletin board. And then like way later, I was hanging out with this stupid idiot boy.
Tommy.
I always
thought
it was Tommy.
Kind of a goon because...
I know.
You know, he's kind of a poser, man.
He had total chaos tattooed on his stomach. He was so...
I was like above his belly button.
Special K and stuff when we hang out.
Was it above his belly button?
Yeah, it was. And then...
Above or below,
he was over at my house and we were totally drunk. And he was like, is that crack? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, we should smoke it. And we had weed, and so we put the crack on the weed and we smoked it. It was pretty fun, but I mean... It lasted like 15 minutes, and I was like, we should get some more crack. I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
It's even funnier that you shoot that, like, you're like, let's smoke it on the weed. Like
that's what Whitney Houston
like,
and Bobby used
oh,
to do.
Oh, yeah, like
so
the whole
it's
the whole,
classy.
Classic. What is it called? I've heard it called
it
something.
Primo Blunt?
A Primo? Yeah, a Primo Nogue. I think that's what I've heard.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
A P-Funk?
I think call it a P-Funk on the street. I actually always loved, like, when they did Dare when we were in, like, elementary school, and they'd, like, tell you all the slang names for street drugs, and a lot of them would be, like, boom, pow, ice, and you're like, nobody's ever called it.
No one.
Boom?
Boom. Or, like, sherm.
Like,
like, sherm.
Oh, hey, Kathy,
or whatever.
Oh, you want to know the coolest one of those?
Oh, God, what?
Angel's Dust.
Have you ever done angel dust?
What? That one's used.
Angel's dust leads to Satan's tears.
Angel dust is Satan's tears.
Jesus Christ. It's the devil's dandruff.
Cassie, remember that one time you took me to that leather bar?
Yeah.
Okay, it was cool because Cassie was like, hey, it's your birthday, dude. I'm going to take you to a leather bar. I found myself being accosted by a denim daddy with a zip-up suit.
He was like this 75-year-old guy that wanted to...
Was it a bear?
No.
Oh, man.
He had like a jean vest and no shirt on.
Okay, check this out.
65 years old.
Fred Astaire. He was like a Fred Astaire denim daddy.
That sounds amazing.
He had like a fucking
butt so badly.
And for like, you know, I was just being kind of like a teenage wolf head. I was just like, well, like, nah, I don't want to make money right now. It's, you know, I'm kind of
you could have charged
cool.
him for.
Well, I know I could have, but the thing is that when I looked at it, I just looked at her friend Brian, and I'm just like, wait a minute,
that's Brian's
this
future.
Dude is like the male hooker at the fucking leather bar, and then every dude was just like gravitating towards him. I remember I was like, Cassie, I was like, Brian is like, he's alpha, you know?
He's
like,
king of the gay bar. You know? I peed on your shoes that night while you're wearing them.
Yeah, that was cool.
Let's be honest.
I peed on shoes.
Let's be honest.
I peed on my own shoes.
I peed on my mom's shoes.
While she was wearing them?
When I brought
no.
That shoe to you?
She was holding me up to pee when I was little, and I peed on her
oh,
shoe
and you peed on her. I thought you meant, like, you just went to her closet and, like,
that's
like how
rude.
Could you do that? That's like some creepy cunty shit. If you went and peed in somebody's sorry, I farted in your purse and peed in your shoes.
How long?
Yo, Cass, are you in Washington? Or are you in L.A., man?
I'm in Los Angeles. He has no idea. I just like texted him. I was like, call this number. I'm in Los Angeles. I still live here in a closet. This is my stoner radio show. It's not my stoner radio show.
It's on.
What have you guys been jamming on the radio show?
You guys played.
Got the coolest ringtone, by the way. When I called, I was just.
Did you hear that?
What is this little loopy jam? It sounds cool.
There's a song that plays?
I have no idea.
It's awesome.
Is it the same song?
What is it? When you call, which number? My phone?
Well, it's just like, it just plays this little thing like when it's ringing.
It's a fucked up little jingle. I don't know. It's not a real song.
Wait, who the fuck is this guy?
That's the...
I'm muscling in on your women, dude. Come on. Shit, sorry, man. I'll back off.
He's at the control panel, the boss, Jeremy.
Yeah.
He's the boss man.
He's not the boss. He's acting like fucking Walter from Big Lebowski, man. I'm just being like, who's this?
You're entering a world of pain.
This aggression will not stand, man.
I'm just glad that you're safe from the hurricane.
No, everyone's fine. I mean, I think, this is a radio show. It's weird. There's like...
Hey, well, Walter, let's just be friends now that we've introduced each other. Cool, dude?
Yeah, dude, no problem. I'm glad we worked that out.
I'm really glad.
You guys are both better people now.
It's a full moon.
Hey, Walter, did you get some Del Taco in L.A. today, man?
Not today, no. What else you got?
Wants to go back to the computer.
Dude, I don't got nothing. It's been like rainy and soaking and gross and gray here.
Really? Nobody knows that here on the West Coast. It's not the only thing that's been on the fucking news for the past 3 days.
I don't know anybody
well,
in
I
the
could care
East
less,
Coast.
Man,
I wish I did.
Care.
Okay.
It's warm here. It's
good luck with that. It's super nice. Bye.
Be safe with the hurricane.
I'll be all right.
Yeah, you will be.
Well.
Cassie saved your life.
Well, hey, now that Walter has proved himself to be, like, weird stepfather, I gotta get going because he's giving me the heebie-jeebies. Yay. So, bye, Mom, and bye, Mom's friend, and I'll see you guys later.
Have a good night, dude.
Later, dude.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
I think the hurricane was making him.
Oh
crazy.
Yeah,
I actually, to be honest with you, when it rains for a day, I get like in a bad mood. I hate.
There's
when
a full
bad
moon.
Weather.
This is the rain. Jeremy. That was a testament to the full moon. It's a creepy night tonight.
Really?
There's bad full vibes afoot.
There's creepy. There's,
I don't know.
There's creepy. Yeah, it's because it's
pretty
Halloween.
Good to me.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
I thought that was great.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
You know what? I think. I think that the fact that we all usually it's always the three of us except for the one time that we've both missed it, but like I'm like protective of it. Like I had somebody that I kind of barely know that was like, so what do you guys talk about? And I was like, we talk about all kinds of magical shit. Like, this is a special hour of hot boxing.
Yeah, the hot box.
Yeah,
it's mysterious because I mean, if you're a stoner and you hear the hot box. You think of a hot box.
Yeah.
If you're not a stoner and you hear the hot box.
You think of a sauna.
Yeah. Or maybe like a news thing. Like you're in the hot box. We're going to drill you with all these questions.
I was watching 30 Rock. Oh, well, I was like, we just got the internet in my house. So I've been watching 30 Rock. And I happened to stumble upon an episode where Donaghy is dating that newscaster lady.
Yeah.
And her show is called The Hot Box.
Oh,
but
it is?
It's like... They just talk really fast. She's like, go, go, go. And they just grill her. It's like a bit on the show for just like a second. Yeah. But it's called The Hot Box. And I was really excited when I saw that.
Did you guys know we're not the only, we're obviously not the only weed radio show. But there's like a few other shows out there.
Did you start Googling them before we started doing this?
I just
did you already know that?
Looking around and adding them. I did not know it till after we started. There's a radio show called The Podcast, and it's three dudes. So I think they should be guests on our show.
Yeah, we've
been
should
doing
do like
it
a
longer.
Cross,
we can learn.
A cross-pollination sort of thing.
Right? I think there should be a drag queen pot one. So then you get, all the groups. Three ladies, three men, three drag.
We can have a nine-way pot discussion.
Yeah, we could.
And Cypress Hill has Be Real TV.
I wish Cypress Hill would come and kick it with us.
Yeah, I do
them.
Too.
Yeah.
That'd be a great hour. I actually rang up Be Real when I worked at BevMo one Christmas holiday.
What's
and I,
his
like,
drink?
He was buying it for either New Year's or Christmas, but it was like a full ass, like a bunch of handles of Patron and like a bunch of different drinks, bunch of
yeah.
beer. And he bought cigarettes or cigars and everything. And I literally, when I rang him up, like I just, as he was about to leave, I was like, it's been a pleasure. I think you're cool. Like, I didn't know how else to be because it's like I'm working at shit ass BevMo. But, like, I get to ring up Be Real one day.
Well, remember when we saw Eddie Winslow from Family Matters at the gas station?
God. Yeah, and that was fairly recently.
And he's driving a blue Jag.
Yeah. Aww. Sexy Eddie Winslow.
Well, next week we have the government track.
Yeah, we do. A band of three gentlemen are going to be on. They're good friends of mine. The government trap. I forgot. They're going to be here.
Musical guests.
Guests.
And it's the election day or whatever, like
yeah,
close to it or something.
Yeah, tune into Skid Row Studios all day before our show because we will be having live Skid Row style election coverage.
Is that November 4th,
epic.
Next Tuesday, the 4th?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
November 6th. Important day.
Thank you for tuning into the Hot Box. We will talk to you next Tuesday. Don't forget to vote and then
vote Roseanne.
Celebrate by
vote
getting
puke.
Wasted with us.